The good news is that the Affordable Care Act in New York is doing quite well, according to state officials. The health insurance exchanges are functioning, with 17 carriers offering plans in 2017. State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman, at a recent rally to preserve the ACA, said New York has built one of the best health care exchanges in the country.
Since 2013, we have cut our uninsured in half, from 10% up to 5% of our population.
The price of premiums in the individual market in New York actually went down slightly in 2016 by around 4%, although the state still has among the highest-priced insurance plans in the nation. But the existing Republican Senate and House plans to repeal and replace the ACA, also known as Obamacare, would be extremely disruptive to New York's system, say state officials and health experts. Governor Cuomo's Medicaid director, Jason Helgerson, says the Senate's latest attempts to simply repeal the ACA but not replace it with anything for 2 years would also be very harmful.
The issue is uncertainty, and that's what exists to some extent today. And the fear is that if Congress votes and the president signs a bill to just flat out replace the Affordable Care Act with absolutely no plan for replacing it, it's just going to create even more uncertainty.
Helgerson says under a repeal, there would no longer be a requirement for people to join the individual insurance market if they didn't have a health care plan. But other rules, like not discriminating against people with pre-existing conditions, might remain in place.
The risk and concern is that you'll see insurance companies very fearful that they're going to get only sick people buying their products, and it's going to affect their ability to be viable financially.
Bill Hammond, the director of health policy for the fiscal watchdog group, the Empire Center, agrees that the combination would lead to a death spiral. And he says it already happened in New York before Obamacare, when the state's individual insurance market was crashing.
There was an increasingly concentration of very sick people who happened to have enough money to pay the premium. And so that's what a death spiral is, you know, plunging enrollment and skyrocketing premiums. And so at the very end, in 2012, insurers were applying to the insurance department for permission to charge over $100,000 a year for insurance.
Under the repeal and replacement plans by Republicans in Congress, New York would lose several billion dollars a year in Medicaid funding. Helgerson says that's deeply worrisome.
Under almost any of these scenarios, it's bad for New Yorkers.
After the Senate could not come up with the votes needed for a repeal, President Trump said he might just let Obamacare fail. There are several steps the Trump administration could take to sabotage it. The IRS could stop enforcing the penalties imposed on uninsured Americans who don't buy health care plans on the individual market. And administration members could essentially continue to badmouth Obamacare. Hammond says that would cause instability in the insurance market.
The insurance companies, you know, they're aware that that's going to scare away customers. It's going to scare them away, too. You know, they're not sure they want to invest a lot of their time and effort into a market that, you know, is not only lacks support in Washington, but is actively opposed by the sitting president.
The Trump administration would not have the power, though, to reduce Medicaid payments to states. New York would continue to receive billions of dollars a year in additional funding for its Medicaid expansion programs for now. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.